This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
There are some complaints from all sides about the debt limit deal President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have agreed to. But the president points out it will keep the money flowing so the government can pay its bills, assuming, of course, that Congress passes it.
And I think it's a really important step forward, And it takes the threat of catastrophic default off the table. Protects our hard-earned and historic economic recovery.
And Speaker McCarthy says the bill has support. You can see what's in the bill for yourself. The text is now available for you to read.
I think people are going to sit there and read it. I think it's good for the American public. You're going to have Republicans and Democrats be able to move this to the president. The president agreed with this bill as well.
The leaders are working to get support for the agreement in Washington as Congress hurries toward votes before a June 5th deadline by which the government would run out of money to pay all of its bills. Russia has issued an arrest warrant for Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina after comments he made about the war in Ukraine surfaced on video. At one point, he said, "The Russians are dying," and he described U.S. military assistance to Ukraine as "the best money we've ever spent." Senator Graham appears to have made those remarks in different parts of the conversation, but the short video released by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other, and that caused outrage in Russia. No deaths reported, but several people have been rescued after part of an apartment building collapsed in Davenport, Iowa. The fire chief says authorities found a gas leak after the collapse, but at the moment it's not clear why this happened. If you're traveling for the long holiday weekend, you're one of more than 42 million Americans, says the AAA, which says it's a 7% increase over 2022. It's expected to be one of the busiest Memorial Day travel weekends since 2000. Gas is $3.58 a gallon if you're driving, says the AAA. This is AP News. Now a warning about the risk of starvation.
Two UN agencies have warned of rising food emergencies, including starvation in Sudan due to the outbreak of war. Haiti, Burkina Faso, and Mali are said to be facing or already suffering from the same emergencies due to the restricted movement of people and goods. The four countries join Afghanistan, Nigeria, Somalia, South Sudan, and Yemen at the highest alert levels. They say communities are already facing or are projected to face starvation, with the risk of sliding towards catastrophic conditions. The report by the World Food Programme and the Food and Agriculture Organization calls for urgent attention to save both lives and jobs. It warns that 1 million people are expected to flee Sudan, while an additional 2.5 million inside the country face acute hunger in the coming months. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.